Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
But we're ready to celebrate the fact that he's alive and well this morning. Would you just give him a shout of praise right now? He is so worthy. Come on, let me hear you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, who lives within me. Christ who lives within me.
Hold the day. you this morning. The line is just piercing in my spirit this morning, mountain high or valley low. And I just want to encourage you. What that's saying is whether you're on the mountaintop today or if you feel like you're deep in the valley, it doesn't matter where you're finding yourself today, that God has you in the palm of his hands and that you can trust him today. And we're saying this morning as a body and as individuals, we're declaring to him that God, I am yours no matter where I'm finding myself this morning. I may be in the pit of hell, it feels like right now, or I may be on a mountaintop. No matter where we are right now, you may be even killed just going along about your business, but wherever you are this morning, spiritually speaking, in your spiritual walk, you are saying to the Lord this morning that you are his and that you're trusting him. And guess what? He trusts you back. He's got you in the palm of his hand this morning. So I don't know who that's for today, but I want to encourage you that God's got you. All you have to do is say, Lord, I don't understand it right now, or maybe everything's hunky-dory and it's just fine. But God, I'm trusting you this morning and I'm surrendering to you this morning. Would you say that right now? Father, we just give it to you. We say this morning that we are yours. Take us, Lord, and mold us. Take us to that next step, God. Deep calls to deep this morning. Father, take us to that next place in you. We may be on the mountain high this morning, or we may be in the valley low this morning. Wherever we find ourselves, oh God, we sing out and we remind our soul today that we are yours. And we declare that we are yours this morning, oh God. Come on, would you just sing it mountain high?
this morning. When we can be in the middle of a storm, we can be in the middle of a crisis, we can trust in you. And God, that you are our peace. God, you are the sweet, sweet presence that just overtakes us. When it feels like everything is not going our way, God, that we trust in your name, we trust in you, we trust in the power that comes from you. And God, right now, just every need represented in this place. Lord, I know that we have some out that are sick, some that are going through some pain in their body. Lord, and everyone here that's going through all the allergy and sinus, Lord, I pray healing, and I pray that I trust in your name. I trust that your word is true, that you do want us to be healed. You do want us to be whole. You do want us to have provision. And God, we trust in you. And God, we know that no matter what it looks like right now, we know that you, it says in your word, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. God, we can trust that you're right there with us. God, we trust you that you have set up a table in the middle of this battle where we can sit with you and be in your presence. You may be one here this morning and you've never experienced the presence of God in your life on a personal level. You've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you want to make that decision this morning. If that is you, you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and say, I want my life to be full of his presence. I want him to walk with me. I want him to lead me. I want him to guide me. I want to make him Lord of my life. If that's you, with nobody looking around except for the prayer partners, just lift your hand and hold it up just so we can know where you are, and we can know who's making this decision. This is the greatest decision of your life, for you to accept Christ. Jesus, just a little bit longer. Yeah, I see your hand. You can put your hands down. We're going to say this prayer, and this is just a prayer, and you may feel like it's just words, but it says in this word, if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he rose from the dead, that you shall be saved. And so this is so much more than just words, but these words carry weight, and these words carry destiny. And if you say these words and believe it in your heart and you mean it, then it's done. It is a faith thing. Your life is no longer headed down the path that you were. Your life has changed forever. And you are walking with Christ. And you are a part of a family that is never going to let you go. So right now, I want all of us to pray this as a family. And then if you raise your hand, just mean it. Say, Jesus, forgive me. I've sinned. I need you to wash me clean. I believe that you are Lord, and that you came and you died and you rose again. I accept you as my Savior. Lead me, guide me, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give them a shout of praise. Amen. Amen. God, right now I lift up our movers. These are 10 people that we have written down and we know need that same encounter with you. And yes, Lord, we know that we are here to encounter you, but we pray right now that you are encountering the people in our lives that we've written on this list, and you are sending people to point them to you, and you're sending your Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them and convince them that they need a Savior. And Lord, we call them saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done in this service already. God, we thank you that there has been some added to the kingdom this morning. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the words you've given Pastor Steve to speak. Lord, I pray for relationships. I pray for marriages. I pray for those of us who are single that you are continuing to just improve and grow and strengthen us in you and in your truth, in Jesus' name. Come on, if you believe that, say amen. Amen, amen. Well, thank you for coming to Passion this morning. If you would, take some time and greet one another. If you see someone that you haven't met, go and introduce yourself. You guys can be seated.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.